Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey, friend. Hey. Okay. So let me ask you, are you ready to finally sit down and write out the curriculum, the modules, the lessons, all the pieces to what you are going to teach your potential student? I am hearing over and over that more and more people are stuck at this point. They're not stuck so much at what platform they're going to use and what program they're going to use, but they're like, I know I want to teach XYZ to my students. I know how to do this, but I don't know exactly what all to include. This happens time after time because many of the things that we're wanting to teach are second nature to us. It's kind of like when I created one of my very first courses was a Canva 101 course. And so my goal was that I want them to be able to go into Canva and, you know, move around, use all the different pieces, know how to create a design that represents their personality, their colors, their theme, that it creates this vibe. It creates this energy that represents them. So my objection for the course was how to use Canva and how to create an eye-catching design. Okay, I have been in Canva for years and I love it. Love it. It is so easy to use, even though this might be second nature to me. It was a challenge to actually sit down and map out my first course and map it out because it was so right in front of me. So here is how we're going to tackle this. And this is what I've done with my Canva course and each of the courses, and even with my email courses that I have going and people are using. It's that I think about the actual thing that I want them to walk away with, the outcome of what are they going to achieve in the end. All right. So the very first thing is, what is that learning objective? You have to define that. You have to define, are they going to walk away with the ability to do what? That is your promise. The other first thing that goes along with the learning objective is that you have to know who you're teaching. Who are you teaching these things to? For example, I had a student that I was working with, and she was wanting to teach people about how to write better. And she was working with elementary kids on how to write, you know, because they had different learning disabilities and things like that. And so she had to decide, am I teaching the elementary student how to write? Is that going to be my course? Or am I teaching the parent how to help the kid learn to write? So my objection for the course is that you're going to be a better writer. You're going to have the skills, you're going to have the talents, you're going to have the ability to know how to create great sentence structure and how to sound words out, how to put your thoughts together. But she had to stop and think about, am I doing this for the third grader? So the third grader can read my course and understand what to do next? Or am I doing this for the parent of the third grader to help them teach their child how to write? So that's the number one thing, is that you have to think about the what the outcome is going to be, but who are you teaching this to? All right. Number two, is you have to structure the curriculum and organize it. So you have to think about the end game, that learning objective, and then work backwards. So if I'm teaching a student how to write, if I'm working with them and teaching them how to write, I have to think, what are the different steps going backwards that they need to know? What are the foundations of what they need to know to get to this? You first come up with your overarching like categories and areas of what that's going to look like. Those are going to be your modules. Those are going to be the main pieces of, you know, I'm going to cover A, B, and C to get you to learn how to write. So you're going to have your very top pieces. So going back to my Canva course, for example, I knew that I wanted to teach them shapes. I knew I wanted to teach them color combinations. I wanted to teach them font combinations. I wanted to teach them like ratio, proportion, like how to display and lay things out. But I also wanted to teach them how to move around into Canva. So those were my main overarching things that I wanted to make sure that I covered in my Canva course. So those are my modules. Those are my modules. And then I went back and looked at ways that I could break that down. A module might be one lesson. It might be five lessons. It depends on how big your course is, how deep your course is, and those kinds of pieces to how many lessons are going to be under one module and how deep you're going to go. Again, it goes back to what is that learning objective that you have that you want to make sure your student has at the end of the course. Plus, it has to do with what is their foundation of where they're starting to where they're going. Okay, so you've created the learning objective. You know the audience that you're putting it to, and then you're starting to structure the curriculum. You're thinking of the overarching areas and categories that you're going to teach, and then you can break those down into smaller lessons so that you can get teaching across and you can actually get skills where they can actually move forward with it. And two, you want to think about the lessons. Sometimes people will think about teaching lessons in big one bulk lesson or in lots of mini lessons. You have to know your audience to know what is going to be best. Is it going to be best that the lesson is one 45-minute video explaining to you under that one module how to do this? Or is your student need it broken down into like little lessons, like 8 to 10 minutes, go do this. Now 8 to 10 minutes more, go do this. And so it might be the same amount of information as the person who chose to do one lesson that is a big chunk of time, but they know that their ideal student needs this broken down in smaller steps. That is completely up to you, and that completely has to do with you knowing your client and the way that they're going to learn and that the way that they're going to actually accomplish your course. Okay, lastly, you're going to develop content and activities. So you want to develop the content. You have to think about, so I kind of started talking about videos, but you have to think about what is, when you're creating your curriculum, your content, like what are you going to put in here? Are they going to be videos? Is there going to be activities in there for them to actually be able to implement it? And maybe they're going to put the results of their activity maybe into a Facebook group where then they get feedback, or that they're held accountable for moving through the content, moving through the curriculum. You have to decide at this part of, are we doing videos? Are we doing checklists? Are we doing workbooks? Are you going to have exercises for them to complete? Because again, You have to know your client. What do they need so that they can be successful with your curriculum and with your course? Because, of course, we want them to get to that promise, to that learning objective at the very end. All right. So now this is laid out for you so that you can go get moving on building that curriculum, on writing the content out. Do brain dumps. Dump it out. It can be messy. Then you're going to go back and organize it. Then you're going to clean it up. Then you're going to refine it. Let somebody else take a look at it. You have to get the curriculum down, because when you, I'm not talking about you have to go record everything, you have to go write everything, but you have to get a framework down, because this lays the foundation of how are you going to market this? Who are you going to go and say, I have this course I'm working on and it's going to solve XYZ. It's got to be created. Your curriculum has to be created before you even start, you know, sharing in any of your emails that you're working on this, before you can even create a sales page, before you can create emails to sell it. This is the core piece that you have to get started on so that you know who you're selling it to, what you're going to promise them, and then letting them know what is exactly going to be included in the course that you are creating. So I cannot wait to hear what you are working on. And if you need help in this process to move forward, then please reach out to me. I have coaching spots that I work with clients one-on-one. I have where we can do an 8-week session to where we really dive deep, work together for 8 weeks through different coaching sessions and in between, and just really get this knocked out. Or I have individual coaching sessions that we can just sit down, create a strategy plan, and get you truly moving in the right direction so that you're not wasting any more time just thinking about it, but you're actually doing it. So if you're interested in that, make sure to go to robinkent.com/coaching and check out ways that I can support you and work with you. And make sure to reach out to me by my email or DM me on Facebook or Instagram. And let's start talking about how we can get you moving forward so that you will be launching that course this year in 2024. All right. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time. Hey, friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning and believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.